This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So four things are happening with Buffalo, none of them good. They become very turnover prone. Houston, with no run game, ran for over 100 yards. The O-line got worked. And oh, by the way, they have no deep threat at all. Other than that, things are great. You know, a lot of times, quarterbacks let down a franchise. I feel like the franchise can't get the playing on time is letting down Josh Allen.
There's some words spoken by Colin Cowherd about the state of things here with your Buffalo Bills. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is out sick today. Hope to have him back tomorrow. We're at the arena tomorrow. There's a Roswell Park cancer screening event that we are proud to be involved with tomorrow. So our show will be there. So any of you who are planning to come by, please stop and say hi. We'll be there the usual time, starting at 3 o'clock. That means, in case you don't know, 803-0550. How's it looking to you here? I think the AFC is still wide open. I'm not going to pick apart a lot of what just got said there by Cowherd. I mean, plenty of it's right. The deep threat, the passing game, not getting the play in on time, different things are certainly on the table as criticisms of this team. But I don't see where the team is that isn't pulling a wagon of their own of that stuff. I guess, you know, New England up at the top at 10-2, their problem, I guess, mostly is us believing that they can do it this quickly. I don't think that's a super deep and talented roster, but they're, I think, well-coached and buttoned up, and May is having an MVP-type season for them. Good luck catching Matthew Stafford. The Rams look like the best kind of barn fire, man. Like, they are just going out in the NFC. But I don't think the AFC, I don't believe there's a team out here that I'm not going to be able to deal with when I see them in January. And so to me, it's still sort of wide open, which is really the best I can do today, because sitting at 7-4 tied with Jacksonville and the Chargers is also not where I thought we'd be when this season began at 4-0. 803-0550 is the number. Tom is first up this segment. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, how you doing, Bulldog?
Great.
Hey, first of all, you got to use that nothing burger as a fantasy team. Sell it off to Shope. That's where I have to throw pieces and stems. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, noted.
Anyways, my problem with this season, I mean, 7-4 is not a gross record. I mean, we were 7-3 before this Houston game, which we had a very good chance of winning, aside from the 8 sacks and whatever. But the problem is New England's record.
Right.
Any other season, they're like 6-5, 5-6, whatever the hell's going on. And that's what bothers me. And to be honest with you, Bulldog, I know you said you're not panicking, but I'm scared. I mean, at Pittsburgh is, I know Jeremy and a lot, not Jeremy, Howard is like, they can't, you know, forget it. You know, we're going to win. I'm not that confident. I wish I was, but any road game is scary. I don't care if we're playing at New Orleans. Any road game is hard. And I don't know. God, I hope the hell I'm wrong, but
yeah, I hear you. All right, Tom.
That's my feeling.
All right, appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Yeah, look, I mean, if you're gonna say it's wide open, that yeah, that means yeah, you could lose any one of these teams. The good news, not really good news, right? 7-4. You banked 7 wins already. You've got 6 games left. I mean, 4-2, you're in, right? That's 11-6. Sorry, still 17 games. Still not confident and comfortable with the numbers. But anyway, 4-2, gets you that. 3-3, there's 10-7, and the, I don't know, that could get a little dicey. But the Bills have got, if you're done with the division, if you're done with the one seed, which I for all intents and purposes, like conversationally, I'm done with it. I just don't see New England with their schedule faltering enough to crack the door open for me. So I don't have to stress as much about the week to week. Like, I'm not telling you I want them to go into Pittsburgh and lose, and like we're all going to feel good about that after it happens. But there's enough left here, I think, where you can see them getting there, even if they stumble, even if they don't run the table from here. Because again, running the table would be necessary if you were, you know, really realistically chasing the one or the AFC East or both. And I just don't see it. I know the math is not telling you it's over, but it feels over to me. So take a breath, get healthy, right? Just figure it out and hopefully be the best version of yourself come January, when you're probably almost definitely going on the road. Like, that's sort of where my head is at right now. And it's, you know, it's an adjustment, and it, you know, being relaxed about it doesn't mean it has to end well. I mean, they could lose a road wild card game to anybody. They can lose to anybody they're playing. They can certainly lose to any team that makes the playoffs. There's no question about that. Steve is up next. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Chris, how you doing?
Great. Thank you.
You know, none of them really worry me in the AFC, but what worries me about New England is I was not a believer. And it was before the New England game, and I can't remember, it was you or Shope, you mentioned Vrabel, and you said Vrabel's that kind of coach that when he was with Tennessee, the team always stuck around to the end of the game somehow. They were always, you know, they did just enough to be there at the end. And I think it was you who said this. And this is exactly what New England does. And that's exactly what Vrabel did. And I, you know, the guy's a good coach, and he's better than I'm giving him credit for. And I don't know why, because I thought he was an excellent coach with Tennessee. You know, I mean, he had his problems there when they got rid of A.J. Brown, and I think that's why he ultimately left there.
Yeah.
But he is good. And I guess my biggest fear is, you know, what if New England makes it to the Super Bowl some way, somehow? You think the cry for McDermott to be gone now is big? Can you imagine if that ever happened? Because, you know, I think we do have a better roster, you know, barring the injuries. But we got to remember, too, New England had some high draft picks because they weren't that good over the last few years. We had lower first round or top second round picks. And let's face it, we blew a lot of them. We really did. And I think that's the big deal now. And what's most distressing to me is we spent so much capital on defense this year in the draft, in free agency. And our defense, I think, is almost worse than it was last year.
I do think, Steve, thank you. I appreciate the call. I'm going to move on here. You've given me plenty to chew on here. I think the injuries are a real tremendous factor in what is happening to that defense. And so, yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's factually right. They dove in. I mean, they just cannonballed into rebuilding, restructuring the defense. Premium assets, that was it. I mean, the biggest free agent signing was a pass rusher. I guess Palmer outranks contractually what they did with Joey Bosa. But the litany of assets, right? The draft picks, the free agents, everything they tried to do, and it's not just this year; it's year over year. And so much of it, I think, has just gotten absolutely torpedoed by injuries. Ed Oliver starting there right up front, opening of the season, and right on through to Hoyt coming back and having the impact they envisioned, and then losing him to an Achilles tear, and that's the end of that. And just everybody in between has taken turns. And so I think they're having a very hard time staying stable. That said, look at the offense in the games that they have lost. I mean, I know the Miami got to 30 eventually, the dam broke, but that was 16-0 into the fourth quarter. The Bills scored 13 points against Miami. They scored 14 against Atlanta. Right? They got to 20 against New England, and where did they top out on Thursday? Was that against Houston? 19. So to me, as much as you're worried, and I'm not talking to Steve, just you out there, right? The run defense, I can't stop anyone. I got all these problems. I don't think their defense has really gotten them beat. I mean, their defense had a terrible half in the first half against Atlanta, gave up a field goal in the second half. You could say similar about the Houston game, but I don't think they were terrible. They gave up a bad drive at the end of the first half. Still, field goal in the second half. Where is my 16-0 into the fourth quarter in Miami? Where is my offense? Where is my fastball? Where is that side of the ball? 23-20 is the final score against New England. So whatever my defense has as far as flaws go, and we all know them, and suddenly not being able to get to the passer was a big one on Thursday. I mean, they just could not do anything. I think Bosa playing with that, he doesn't have the club on anymore, but I don't think he can still use both arms effectively, has really limited him and his effectiveness, and nobody else really got a sniff of Davis Mills on Thursday. So you can put that on the pile too, right? All these flaws, all these problems, the games they've lost, the side of the ball that should be the strength of this team is what let them down in all four of the games that they've lost. So Does that mean the defense won't get them beat eventually? That the defense won't keep them out of the playoff pool? That their defense won't get them beat in a playoff game? No. But I'm telling you right now, my bigger concern, and it has been all year, and it has been year over year going back to all the complaining and the hand-wringing about Kansas City and what they do to the Bills in the playoffs, this offense has let them down in the games they've lost. Plain and simple. And that is the bigger issue. And, you know, I've got Josh Allen there, and I think you want to hope like they can figure out a way to stay out of the ditch that they so frequently are sitting in with that offense. Maybe that won't happen, but for all the concern about the defense, the offense is what has gotten them beat this year in the games they've lost. I don't even know that it's, I mean, you argue all you want. I mean, just look at the games, look at the scores. 14 points against Atlanta? What? Oh, they were blitzing. Wait, what? What do you mean they were blitzing? I should be able to kill that. So that's still where my focus is largely at this point. 803-0550 is the number. More of your calls coming up right after a quick timeout here. Ross Tucker at 4, Sal Capaccio at 5. Your calls sprinkled in between. I'm the Bulldog. Mike Shope is out today. You're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.